There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
To the driving test and the delays for the driving test. We've covered this at length with driving instructors and people waiting for tests and trying to get a test. They have a learner permit and they have an offer of a job, but they can't take the job because they can't drive unaccompanied to work. Mom and dad can't be driving them there all the time or coming with them all the time. We've never quite had a proper grasp on how much of it is out there, just how long the delays are and how many people are caught up in the system. So Labour Party TD for Cork East, Sean Sherlock, went digging. And you have some numbers, Sean. 60,000 or nearly 60,000 people waiting for tests, and the wait is up to 10 months in some part of the country. Sean, you went after these figures yourself after being inundated with queries. Good morning.
Good morning. Like every other TD in the country, PJ, we are inundated with emails and calls from people now who are wondering when are they going to get their driving test. When are they going to be able to do their driving test? So on foot of that, we decided to put in some what we call parliamentary questions to seek data on what the real time waits are for places like Wilton and Killarney and Mallow and so on and so forth, so at least we could get back to people then with some solid information in terms of answering the questions as to how long they would be waiting. And if you look at places like Wilton and Mallow, you're talking about waiting up to 24 weeks to complete your driving test, which is totally ridiculous in this day and age. It's 6 months, give or take. I mean, if you go to Dunleary in Dublin, you're talking about 46 weeks, which is the guts of a year to all intents and purposes. So we're trying to put pressure now on the minister to say, look, can you please bring forward more testers, maybe go back to how it was during COVID as well, where you had additional test centres, albeit on a temporary basis, to get the numbers down. What the minister has said to us that they're in the process of employing or training or recruiting 75 additional tester drivers, or driver testers, excuse me, and that he hopes then that the numbers or the waiting time should reduce from October of this year. So it's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, but that's no good to the person who has just gotten their first job, or they're changing jobs, or they have to travel for work, they've just done their test, and they don't have the opportunity now because they're not able to get a test, maybe to take up a job, or still having to drive accompanied, which is ridiculous as well. So I think what the government needs to do now, it needs to take the finger out and really see this as an urgent problem, because not only is it having a societal effect on people's own personal independence, but it's also going to have a latent knock-on economic effect if people can't take up jobs and if jobs are left possibly unfilled. So a little bit of common sense here, and I don't understand why we come back to these issues on a perennial basis, because with a little bit of planning you could actually possibly anticipate. I'm sure there's some system that would allow you to anticipate how many people will present on an annual basis for their driving test. you should be able to do that in this day and age with the technologies that we have.
If you take it, people book their theory test, they book all their appointments online, they look for their driver's license online. So you have online records of who's looking for what. So it shouldn't be rocket science to translate one into the other.
You've just articulated it there. I mean, so it shouldn't be rocket science to be able to put together a system that allows people to at least track all things going well, how long it should take for them, and for the system to anticipate how many people will be looking for a test on a weekly basis, monthly, 6 months. We're supposed to be a highly innovative country. There shouldn't be any reason why you can't do that. I fear that we'll be coming back to these issues on a perennial basis. But what we'll keep doing for our part, I suppose myself and other local TDs and senators and public representatives, we'll keep pressurising the government to try and bring those lists down. Because, you know, you don't really want people phoning your office. You're always happy to help people and advocate for people. Mm. But in an ideal scenario, issues like this are easily fixable. You know, people shouldn't have to really contact their local TD, that the system should be up and running and operational and should be working for the citizen. You know, if it's a public service, if the taxpayer has paid for the public service, the taxpayer expects that the public service will be delivered to the taxpayer on time. You know, the very minimum is that you are entitled to, in a timely fashion, a test. You know, you've gone through your requisite theory test and lessons and so on and so forth. You know, there shouldn't be an issue. And if you feel ready that you're ready for a test and your instructor feels that you're ready for a test, well, then, you know, you should be allowed to do that and you should be able to get one in a timely fashion, no matter where you are in the country.
I'm looking at the list of figures you got, and up the road in Thurles, it's 10 weeks. Is that a figure that we should aim for nationally, or should it even be less than that? Should it be as little as 8 weeks, maybe?
Well, I wouldn't split the hairs between 8 and 10, for instance, but I think most people are patient and most people recognise that it takes a bit of time to get your test. But I certainly don't think people should be waiting for 25 weeks or 23 weeks or even 46 weeks. So somewhere in around the 10-week mark or slightly less than that, if it can be managed, is possibly ideal. But ultimately, what this is about delivering public services to people who've paid for those public services. And so they are entitled to expect that they can receive a test in a timely fashion.
Do you think that the government and the RSA and NDLS and all those have the right sense of urgency here, Sean?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I find that when pressure comes on them from people like me, that, you know, their antenna go up and they begin to kind of register, okay, we better do something here. But TDs and senators are a bit like the canaries in the coal mine. I mean, we respond immediately to representations. But then if 4 and 5 and 10 or X number of people a week are on to you about the fact that, you know, they can't get a driving test, you know, you're going to reflect that back to government. Now, I'm sure Jack Chambers, who's in charge of transport, must be in his constituency office receiving similar types of queries in relation to the lengths of time it's taking in Dublin. But by and large, we shouldn't even be having this conversation if the system was working right, because we've been here before.
It shouldn't be a thing that I have to ring my local TD to try to get me a driving test.
I'm very happy to take the call, and I'm very happy to advocate for anybody on any given issue on any day of the week. I'm very happy to take up the cudgel on behalf of people and fight for people. But to answer your question, if the system was working properly, this would be seamless, and you know, there wouldn't be an issue. There shouldn't be a need for people to ring their TDs if the system was working properly.
Sean, thank you for your time.
Thank you, PJ.
Cheers. Yeah, Sean Sherlock, Labour TD for Cork East. Those figures that he managed to get from the Road Safety Authority, so in Wilton or in Mallow, which are the two test centres in Cork, about 24 weeks or up to 24 weeks, which is a few days short of 6 months. They did have, one of the instructors was telling me about this, they did set up another testing centre down by St Finbar's, down by the bars. They closed it for reasons best known to themselves in the middle of a huge waiting list. Caller says here, you'll never clear the backlog because of the bureaucracy. No sooner do you have an idea than they have an objection to it. You're not wrong there. But 24 weeks, 6 months is ridiculous. Neil, how long are you waiting to be called? Good morning.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To you.
How's it going?
What's the story?
Good, thanks. Good, thanks.
Okay, you're 17, yeah?
I am, yeah.
And you're an apprentice?
Yeah, just into second year.
Okay, what are you apprenticing for?
Electrician.
Good man, good man. And you're on a motorbike?
I am, yeah. I got the license, 16, the bike.
Yeah, yeah. And you're trying to get a test, are you?
Yeah, my, I got the learner permit straight away once I was 17, and my 6 months are just up.
Okay.
And my test is 6 months away.
Right. And what's the story with, you can't put someone else on a motorbike with you, but what's the, can you drive the bike on your own? You can.
You can, once you have the learner permit, you can drive the bike by yourself.
Right.
But I can't take basically any tools with me, or I'm very limited in what jobs I can do myself.
I see. Until you get the full license.
The biggest issue really was driving in the winter and the rain and the ice and
I know.
Stuff.
I know. And your permit is running out, correct?
I think, well, I've had the permit for 6 months.
Right.
The bike permit, that lasts 2 years.
Right.
But
and when have they given you a date for your driving test?
I put in the estimation, and the estimation is for the 20th of November.
Ah, here. This is not even the 20th of May, like.
Yeah.
June,
yeah.
July, August, September. That's 6 months.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Sorry?
Can you ask them to speed it up? Will your learner permit run out?
You can't get a priority test unless you're a HSE worker or in the emergency services. I had looked on.
Right.
Yeah.
And does this have implications for you, Neil, for work and your apprenticeship and keeping turning up on the site every day?
It does. I can't go and do any jobs myself.
Right.
You know, simple as I can't carry any tools. There's certain jobs that I've been asked to do, but I've had to turn down.
Yes. And if you had your driver's license, you can put a, what, a little tool kit on the bike, is that it?
I carry a backpack.
I see.
That has to do me.
I see. I see. What kind of a bike have you?
Just a Berardo 125.
Little 125, okay. Okay. So, the 20th of November is the estimate.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's and you're already passing up on jobs, and of course you're only in the second year of your apprenticeship. That doesn't... How are your bosses dealing with it? Are they okay?
Sorry?
How are your bosses dealing with it? The person you're apprenticing to, how are they?
Well, obviously he understands I can't do any more, but he is putting pressure on me to go do more jobs.
Yeah. Of course, because you learn more. The more you do, the more you learn.
Exactly, yeah.
20th of November. That is. That's crazy. That's crazy. You have to work today or tomorrow?
I work 5 or 6 days a week.
Good man. Okay. All right. Liam, or Neil, thank you very much for that. So he's on a motorbike and he has been given a provisional estimate of the 20th of November. As to when he'll get his driving test. This is the 15th of May. So May, June, July, August, September, October, June, July, August. 6 months. 6 months before they'll even consider seeing him for his driving test. 0818 96 96 96. Where you compare to what we were told about South Africa and told about the States. It just makes absolutely no sense.
Cork's 96 FM.